You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 4, Your People at Christmas. Hi, friends. In this episode, I want to talk a little about who you might be celebrating your holiday with and how to celebrate in the most joyful way. Every holiday looks different for every person. And while in past seasons of this podcast, I have focused a lot on what I have done over the last 50 years of my life, I know that not everyone shares my family dynamic. So let's talk about where you might be in your life. My friend Amanda has raised 3 amazing children and now has grandchildren. But like many of her friends, the grandchildren live out of state. That can be really hard during the holidays when you want to experience all the magic, but distance makes it complicated. Last year, Amanda used my idea of an advent box and sent one out to California to her daughter and the kids. Each day, they got to open something little and fun from their Mimi. It wasn't the same as being there, of course, but it was a good connection and a way to be part of Christmas from afar. If you have an older grandchild, you could both read a Christmas book together and set a time to discuss it. Or you can read a story to little ones over the phone or Zoom. Planning in advance to visit loved ones during the holidays can be something wonderful to look forward to. My parents got Hallmark Christmas books and were able to record their voices reading them. 15 years later, they still work. Why not stay in a nearby hotel or vacation home so you can be part of fun moments, but you also have your own space? And your family does not need to be responsible for hosting you if it's too much. Maybe it's easier to plan a visit to see your little one's ballet performance or a holiday band concert than to be there for Christmas Day. When the time is right, you could host your family for a Christmas in January celebration or celebrate right after Thanksgiving. How fun would it be to get your kids and grandkids ready for the season with gifts of fun Christmas decor, sweaters, cozy blankets, and personalized holiday mugs for hot chocolate. This could be a great tradition to start. In season 2, my friend Kate talked about the grandparent weekend her kids go on each year in December. There are lots of things to consider, but there are always ways to celebrate and stay connected from afar. Hopefully these ideas spark something that could work for you. Now let's talk teenagers. As your kids get older, there's a fine line between spending time together as a family and giving them space to do things with their friends. I've learned that communicating is the best way to ensure everyone stays happy, and being flexible is a must. Last year, a group of teens came over to our house with gingerbread kits, and next thing I knew, I had about 8 kids in our basement making gingerbread houses, and I got to judge the results. I was happy I had drinks and snacks at the ready. I will always remember when my boys were finally able to drive around to see Christmas lights, a tradition I did for them every year. Let your teens help with the outside decoration design and setup. You might be surprised at the ideas they come up with. This year, my youngest son and his friends are building Spotify playlists of their favorite Christmas songs. I love that. Planning a few games to have at the ready can be great for teens. Keep some candy around and host a blindfolded Guess the Candy game. Keep some easy-bake cookie dough in your fridge and icing in the pantry with sprinkles when the teens show up. You can offer to set up a decorating and cookie eating event. Be sure to have a Polaroid camera around so friends can take and bring home fun pics and extra cookies. I love having a house that's ready and festive for anyone when anyone drops by. Be the house where your teens want to hang out. Now let's say you're focusing on your adult friends this holiday. Why not plan and look forward to a friend staycation? Find some fun things that are being offered in the city where you live and come up with a plan to do them with a buddy. Try a trip to a fun Christmas market, a tree lighting ceremony, or a holiday show. There are themed pop-up bars near us. Get a reservation and after a day of shopping, have a toast at a themed cocktail bar. There are lots of ways to enjoy Christmas music. Search the internet for concerts near you. Enjoy what your area has to offer. Maybe you're working this holiday. I have a friend who's a nurse in the NICU of a local hospital. Each year they host a gift wrapping contest. They all get boxes of the same size and race to see who can wrap first. Then someone judges who did it best, and that person wins a gift card. My husband organizes the Secret Santa gift exchange at his office. That has been a fun tradition. Why not decorate your office area at Christmas to make your workday festive? Sometimes a me party is just what you need during the holidays. A night in is very underrated. Watch a Christmas movie while working on a puzzle. Order takeout and sip a holiday cocktail. That's a great night. Plan it out so you can look forward to some quality time by yourself. Maybe during this holiday, you take up a new hobby. Learn to do something new and be proud about it. You know, watching familiar movies and shows is like turning on the TV and having an instant friend. There's something so comforting about familiar faces, even if they are TV celebrities. Do you listen to audiobooks? I love listening to someone read to me. Choose a fun Christmas novel or a memoir. Lots of famous people narrate their own memoirs. When I listen, it feels like we are friends and they're riding alongside me in the car. You're never alone with all the joyful Christmas content out there. And of course, you always have a friend in me. I hope as you listen, you feel like we're friends solving holiday issues and sharing ways to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year. For this episode's top five segment, since we're talking about people, I want to share five Instagram accounts I really enjoy. Number five, Leah's Guides. Leah creates delightful reels with helpful gift ideas and recipes and just brings Christmas joy to your day. Number four, Nesting with Grace. Brooke and her family share their home design creations as well as great family holiday ideas. Number three, LightTheLights.official. Jesse has cultivated a group of Christmas people. He's a holiday decorator who shares uplifting, fun, and funny content along with how-tos and products that will make your home sparkle and shine with Christmas spirit. Number two, Sally's Bake Blog. Sally'sBakingAddiction.com. Follow Sally's account for her annual Sally's Cookie Palooza, where she publishes 10 new cookie recipes over 2 weeks. She also does a pie week. Your mouth will water with every post. And finally, number one, me. Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast is your destination for Christmas inspiration, pictures, and videos of things referred to in the podcast. Be sure to like and follow for contests and fun. Here's a bonus. L. Williams Style. This is a year-round account. Lee is an Atlanta girl who not only has great style, but she has created an account that is relatable and helpful year-round. And now for something yummy. Here's a recipe from Sally's Baking Addiction for peppermint bark fudge. This recipe only has 7 ingredients. Here's how you make it. Line an 8x8 or 9x9 pan with foil. Now make the first chocolate layer by melting 1/2 cup of sweetened condensed milk, 1.5 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 2 tablespoons of marshmallow cream in a medium saucepan over medium heat. Stir constantly until the chocolate chips have melted. Now remove from the heat and stir in 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract and 1/4 teaspoon of peppermint extract. Next, spread the chocolate into the prepared pan with a rubber spatula and put it in the fridge while you make the white chocolate layer. Use a new saucepan or clean the one you just used and do the same thing again, except use 1.5 cups of white chocolate chips this time. When this layer is melted and smooth, pour it over the cooled chocolate layer and sprinkle with crushed candy canes. Cover the pan with foil and refrigerate for 4 hours or overnight. Once it's set, remove the fudge and cut it into 1-inch squares. Enjoy with a glass of cold milk for the perfect sweet treat. Here's a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This quote is from Indian actor Prabhas. Quote, "A holiday is an opportunity to journey within." End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 6 more episodes this season. I hope you enjoy them. I love putting them together for you. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.